everyone. You're with Corinne Rayson, the owner of The Crew Coach on the Wellbeing Project. Today, I'm going to teach you how you can overcome your fears in just a few simple steps. For those of you who don't know me, I provide online counseling to yacht crew. So after this interview, if you've got any questions or if you would like to offer some feedback, or if there's something else that you're struggling with, you are most welcome to reach out and book a free discovery call with me. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, everyone. It is Corinne from The Crew Coach here, and I am going to talk to you about fear. Now, I'm sure all of us have experienced fear at some point in our lives, whether it's going on a first date, a job interview, losing someone that we love, or maybe even the potential of getting fired. So fear is a very normal feeling, but what I want to do today is talk to you about how you can overcome fear through my personal experience. So if I had to share a particular story, because we're on the topic of asking for help at the moment, and I have had two wonderful clients of mine who have put themselves out there and shared their experience around asking for help and the impact of counseling and how it helped them overcome some serious obstacles in their life. So I've always been interested in the topic of human behavior and psychology, and that's why I pursued a degree in organizational psychology, and counseling. But funny enough, I thought I would never need therapy. I would never need help because nothing traumatic has happened in my life. And it was only through studying my postgraduate degree that I got more insight into who I was and what my fears were. So in terms of how fear works, it all stems from a thought, but it is connected to the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system. So the sympathetic nervous system is connected to the flight, fight, or freeze response. When I'm in a state of fear, I normally freeze, but I've learned other behaviors now, which I now choose to respond differently when I'm put in a fear situation. So it's a more healthy way of coping with fear, which I will go into. So it was only as a result of studying counseling and going for therapy that I had a fear around dating and being in a relationship, because I was fearful of rejection and fearful that I would be hurt and I would essentially be dumped. So the best way I thought I could cope with this fear was to avoid all relationships. And that's what I did predominantly through my 20s. So when I was yacht crew, I didn't date anyone, didn't see anyone. And when I was doing cabin inspections, I actually got teased by my crew members who were my friends and said, "Corinne, you should look between your legs rather than looking in our cabins for spider webs." So yeah, that really highlighted for me my avoidance around relationships, and it was loaded with meaning. So as I said before, fear is stemmed from a thought, and this could occur over time. It could be due to lived experiences, which creates a belief system. So there were some significant events that happened in my life. My parents got divorced. My auntie's boyfriend at the time shot himself in the head in front of her in her car. And a lot of my parents' friends would share their marriage problems with me, even though I was really young. So this started formulating a belief system that relationships were not safe, and therefore I chose to avoid them. However, I did put myself out there a little bit, and I had a few short-term relationships in my 20s, and one in particular at university. I dated, probably this was the first guy I actually really liked, and he ended it saying that, "I love you, but I'm just not in love with you." And I was absolutely heartbroken, and I was crying on the phone to my dad, and my dad told me, "Don't worry, Corinne, you're going to get your heart broken many more times." And I thought, oh my gosh, no ways, I'm not going through this ever again. I remember a particular technique that I was studying. It's a therapeutic modality called narrative therapy. And essentially what narrative therapy is about is that we subscribe to a particular story, and this story may serve us or not serve us. So it's really about taking a step back and reflecting why this story is important to us and whether it is helpful. If it's not helpful, then we have to reframe it in order to create a new story that we want to subscribe to. So the story that I was subscribing to was Cinderella. I saw myself as being very introverted and shy, and that Prince Charming would simply knock at my front door and ask me to date him, and it'd be as easy as that. I wouldn't have to go through heartbreak or the challenges of dating, nothing like that. It would be easy as. Realizing that this story was not going to serve me, I had to put myself out there and start dating. Now, did I get rejected? Yes, I did. I remember maybe 2 years ago now, I was on Bumble, went on 2 dates, and I got ghosted by the last guy. I didn't even know what ghosting was. I was absolutely mortified. And that event, in a way, reconfirmed that I shouldn't be putting myself out there, and dating will subject me to getting hurt. So it wasn't worth it. Then I took a step back and thought about it, and I was like, no, I'm going to use this as an opportunity to work on my skills and being confident at dating. So that's what I did. And the next guy I dated ended up to be my long-term boyfriend today. So how do you overcome fear? The first thing is to acknowledge it, that you're feeling fear. The next thing is to really look at your thoughts behind the fear. Is it justified? Is it valid? Is it rooted in truth? For example, my belief system was dating is unsafe. I will get hurt. Now it's questioning whether, is that a fact? Is that truth? Or can it be subjected to be challenged or changed? Obviously, it's not truth. It's my faulty belief system that's getting in the way of me wanting to have a beautiful, safe relationship. So with therapy, you're able to identify the faulty belief, challenge the faulty belief, and reestablish or reinvent a new one to serve you so that you can meet your end goal. My second tip is to practice. Put yourself out there. So in another therapeutic intervention, there's something called systematic desensitization. Now, what that does is that you put yourself in a situation that elicits just a small amount of fear, and gradually you expose yourself to something that may evoke just a little bit more fear and a little bit more fear. And eventually what you'll find is that your confidence will increase and your ability to manage the fear. So you'll feel more competent in dealing with the fear because you have successfully overcome the fear situations that have evoked like just a little bit of fear, if that makes sense. So I put this to the test a couple of years ago. I was on my motor scooter, and the scooter fell on top of my ankle and shattered it into lots of pieces. The surgeon said he hadn't seen anything like it. So I told myself, I'm either never going to ride a motor scooter again, and that would be quite sad because I do love Bali and that's the best way to get around. So either I have a choice to overcome that fear or be fearful. So what I did was I stood next to my scooter and just looked at it. My legs went like jelly. So that was enough for me. So that was the evoking just a small amount of fear. So then the next time I sat on the scooter, I didn't start it. And the fear response was not as intense as the first time, but I certainly felt it. And then I was able to start and just drive a little bit up the road, and I could still feel the fear, but I could also visualize myself being able to ride the scooter on a more permanent basis. And I did, I was able to overcome that fear. And I thought that was really powerful, because I think the longer that you sit in fear and not address it, the more problematic it will be, the more problematic it will become. So I hope that was helpful. Just to summarize, the first thing is to acknowledge the fear, identify where the fear is coming from, look at your thinking behind the fear. Is it justified? If not, challenge the fear. And then second, practice, practice, practice. Put yourself out there, because I promise you, the fear will disappear when you build your confidence around it. So you make sure you do it systematically and just gradually, one step at a time. Don't put yourself in a situation that evokes intense fear, because you'll be completely put off. Hope that was helpful. Okay, guys, speak soon. Bye.